Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Sun shining, lots to be happy about. Yes, there's plenty of good news here at home and around the world. And Cathal O'Sullivan is here to tell us all about it. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Andrea?
Yeah, not bad.
Lots to be happy about.
Really?
Yeah, well, I ran my first 10K last night.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm like, I'm
That's
buzzing
a personal,
off that.
Yeah, you need a little personal
It was a
achievement.
Personal goal anyway.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to be happy about this too. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast
today. She is a parting 1, 2, 3, won't you tell me who is she? Yes, the bank holiday, Andrea. We love it here on Reasons to Be Happy.
Big time, yeah.
Like, it feels like yesterday it was the mini banker.
Sure, it's brilliant.
I know, it's sure brilliant.
Day.
The more we have them. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, obviously our national holiday. And I think, I don't know about you, but I love getting out and celebrating it. I'll always kind of head to my local or wherever like that, or into Portlaoise Town, just watch the smaller parades. Like, I've never actually gone to the big one in Dublin.
Well, like, I mean, I'm a total hypocrite because I don't know when I was last at a St. Patrick's Day parade. I'm living in Dublin 11, 12, 13 years. I've never once gone in to see the Paddy's Day parade in Dublin. And I'm heading off to New York on Friday to not only watch it, but to take part
to
in it.
To walk in,
yeah,
and represent
Tony again. Yeah. I was so good at marching last year and going back to march again this
going
year.
Going back. Yeah, yeah, well, look, I think it's just a great reason to be happy because we have the bank holiday, the long weekend, 4-day week. It's going to be incredible. I'm actually heading to my first hen party.
Stop.
Ever. So, like.
No, sorry, hang on. Is that a. That's a. There's a name on that. A
so
sten.
A sten is
it?
A stag and a hen. So I feel like I am the sten. For
you
this
are.
Week. Well, like, I don't know.
Oh, see, so you're just going to the hen as...
Yeah, me and one of the lads are heading down as part of this 33 and strong female. Blessed art thou amongst women and all
yeah.
that. Which
I love that.
Oh, no, it's going to be great. Do you have any tips for me?
Going on the hen?
Yeah.
plenty of Dioralite and...
And Lucid Sport.
Yeah, pace yourself. Lots of water. Depends on what kind of a hen it is. You know?
Oh, well, the theme is disco and glitter, so
oh, is it?
I can't
oh, yeah, that
say
sounds
too
like
much about
crack.
Where I'm going because she's probably listening.
She's probably listening, yeah, okay, it's a surprise. Yeah. I was asked on a stag once.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, but, and I was actually really looking forward to it, but it didn't happen because of bloody COVID and the restrictions.
Oh,
yeah.
Was well,
it?
Maybe I'll bring you on mine.
Yeah, I thought it'd be great crack. I haven't, I haven't actually been to a stag. This didn't happen.
I'd love to have a stag and a hen.
Stag and a hen. Well, you can have a sten.
Yeah, I'll take the girls and the Lailas. But yeah, great news. Reason to be happy heading towards the banker.
Right, the other thing, fantastic news for one Irish coffee shop named in the top 100 in the world.
Yeah, so it's Coffee Work and Press on Quay Street in Galway. Came in at a respectable 39 out of 100 in the world.
Sorry, it's the highest Irish.
That's incredible. Like, I've never actually been to...
No. Where is it again?
Quay Street in Galway, so Coffee Work and Press, and they said on their Instagram they're so proud to be recognised for the experience that we offer to our community, to be part of the first edition of this kind of top 100 list as the only cafe in Ireland is a real testament to our wonderful staff and our brilliant coffee. It's the heartbeat of Galway City, apparently.
That's amazing news. I wonder what kind of coffee shop they are.
Yeah, I wonder.
Are they an Oceansy one? Or are they?
See, I don't love going in and they're asking me what blend do I want. I want just give me my flat white and it tastes nice and I can get it for
$3.50. I'm
like.
Sort of more of a cappuccino woman though, myself.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, I don't like when it's overly strong.
Not to drop names, but Old Rosie, that's just around here, the corner from us.
Oh, yes, it's very nice, yeah.
It's my favourite, and just have to give them a shout out. They're so sound, and the coffee's delish.
Well, we want to hear about your favourite coffee shop today. 087 1400 106. Might not have made the list of the top 100 worldwide, but we'll certainly happy to give you a little shout out here in Lunchtime Live. Now, this is something I love.
I read a bit of one of them once. God, I couldn't finish it. The language.
It's a bit gritty, but that's the modern world, Mrs. Doyle.
Well, it was a bit much for me, Father. Feck this and feck that.
Andrea.
Father Ted. Love well, it.
Mrs. Doyle, you can't beat her, really.
Yeah, she's great.
But did you know that swearing is good for you?
I heard this. Yeah.
I find I'm gone very bad at it these days.
Well, I have no problem admitting I am.
Yeah.
I am. I swear too frequently.
Yeah, me too. I think I would, but
I enjoy it though.
And do you know what? It's boosting your pain tolerance and strength.
Yeah.
So in 2009, Richard Stevens conducted a study where participants held their hands in ice while repeating either a swear word or a neutral word. And those repeating the swear word could keep their hand in the ice longer because they were tolerating the pain longer. But now it doesn't stop at pain relief. It can also strengthen social bonds, improve memory and ease emotional pain. This new study has found. So like, if you're experiencing physical or emotional pain and you swear, apparently from this study, it'll ease it.
Yeah.
It'll ease the pain.
Now, it has a time and a place, right?
Yes.
You don't want to overuse swearing, but there is definitely a time and a place. There are actually studies and very, very good research out there to show the positive benefits to people of cursing. Do you know they're actually thinking of banning it in Formula One?
Oh, no.
They're thinking of banning
on the mics.
Formula One drivers from being able to stop swearing. And the drivers have complained about it. They've found research to prove how beneficial it is for them. And particularly given the kind of climate and environment that Formula One drivers are, you know, obviously
it's
operating
so
in. Well, I mean, it's life altering, arguably, as well. I've been watching Drive to Survive. I only started the seventh season there last night.
Oh, was it good?
It's just brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, that's a side note. Absolutely fantastic. I know a lot of our listeners love watching this.
On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Yes, the sound of Peaky Blinders. Andrea, I know we've spoken about this before and you're not the biggest fan.
I never really got into it.
And
I should love it.
I know, it's one of those things full of like great actors and grit and kind of backstabbing and just a really intense storyline. I've loved it since I started watching it a couple of years ago on Netflix. But it has been announced now by creator Stephen Wright, although that the movie is going to get a Netflix release, it is also going to be given a theatrical release. So on the big massive screen, you'll see it at big premieres, hopefully with the likes of Cillian Murphy and Barry Keoghan now starring in the film. We might get a little premiere over in the Lighthouse or something like that.
I should love to do an Irish premiere.
Just a big, and those things really bring in like the viewers, and it really brings kind of a sense of occasion.
Well, once you have the main actors and the stars there, the Irish celebrities, then you know that are participating in it in the show that are in it.
Yeah,
then, I mean, sure.
I can't wait to see Barry Keoghan.
Great fanfare about it.
Like they say, Stephen Knight said he wanted to be in cinemas so people could go together and just watch this like climax of the past six seasons. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it, and it is a reason to be happy.
Yeah,
so it is
a movie.
Yeah, it's going to be a movie and
separate to the series.
I think it's a culmination. So it's,
okay,
it finished there last year, the year before, but then fans were kind of calling for the movie, and Stephen Knight was like, "Right, we'll give you a movie." So I think it's going to probably be in around, like, you know, one of them long form, maybe 2.5 hours. But I think it's just going to be such an occasion.
3:40, like
the Brutalist.
Yeah,
no intervals in this one.
I know I can never sit and watch another movie that length. Anyway, very finally, I wonder will our listeners be happy about this?
Yes, Andrea, the sound
what of... What a theme tune.
Blind Date.
Cilla Black. Fantastic.
She is so iconic, isn't she? Like, when you hear that sound, you just think of her, like her little Liverpudlian accent. Blind Date could be getting its return.
Now, like sometimes I don't like when they do these reboots, okay? And some shows I think should be just left and they're done and they served a purpose and they were fantastic of their time and leave well enough alone. But they've announced it's coming back.
It's like Gladiators. You're kind of like the elite.
And they have
the
a host.
Past. Yeah.
Who's the new host?
So the producer is Dan Baldwin, who is married to the one and only Holly Willoughby.
Oh, Holly Willoughby. Is she going to be the new Cilla?
She is reportedly being tipped to host the revival in Cilla Black's place. Now, like, I don't mind Holly Willoughby.
Yeah, I don't. Wholesome.
Too sweet to be wholesome, maybe. But the host has been a staple in ITV for over a decade and obviously stepped back from This Morning a couple of years ago. But now that Dancing on Ice is facing cancellation, they're hoping that she'll step into this role as this kind of Cupid to help people find love. But like, I think if you're going to do it, you have to do it right. Like, you need someone with a bit more kind of comedy about you. Cilla kind of
She was brilliant.
Alan Carr or someone like that.
Yeah, and also Blind Date though was a show of its time. Like, I mean, with online dating, is there a need for it? Will people actually watch it?
Also, the thing is, I feel like with Love Island and things like that,
I don't know,
they'll be pulling people from Instagram and plugging them in. But like, if they do it right and Holly Willoughby isn't hosting, we might watch and it might be something.
Maybe it'll be good. Ruth has got in touch on some of the other good coffee houses that our listeners recommend. Skinny Batch in Lusk, the best coffee shop in Ireland. Willow's Cafe in Virginia, says this texter. Backyard Diner, is that right? Leek Slip in County Kildare, Susan suggesting. Somebody else telling us to go to Rossborough House near Blessington. Great coffee there, Cahal, too. Lovely spots, as this listener. And finally, Cahal, Teresa in Ballina tells us that we should go to Crepes and Coffee. good value and good coffee too as well, if you don't mind.
I'll take a trip this weekend.
087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Cathal O'Sullivan here to put a little smile on your face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.